It's the best part of the week, baby. It's time to hear something funny. Here we go. Witchy music intro.
Ah! It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Yeah. What'd I say?
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
That's right. Every Monday morning at this time, my dad tells a joke. And because we like to start off your week on a laugh, and my dad tells jokes all the time. If you ever go to, if you ever shop at the Jewels at Irving and Narragansett, my dad works there, and he'll be happy to share a bunch of jokes with you. He tells all the customers jokes every time he works. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Coming up, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right. Let's say hello to my dad so he can tell us a joke. Hey, Dad.
Hi, Nick.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, good.
How's Ma?
Doing good.
All right. You got a joke?
Yeah, the joke. I want my favorite team to be my pallbearers so they can let me down one last time.
All right. All right.
Yeah, the Cubs did that over the weekend, didn't they, Dad?
Yes, very much so.
All right, still early in the season, Dad. Don't get nuts.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. There's my dad. My dad's losing his mind. They're three games in. My dad's a lifelong Cubs fan, okay? You know that I grew up six blocks away from Wrigley on Addison.
Yes, sir.
So obviously I was born into the world of being a Cub fan. My dad's the biggest Cub fan I've ever seen in my life. They are three games in. My dad's losing his mind already. He's screaming at the TV. He yells about it. He's just so angry. I'm like, Dad, it's three games in. At least wait till June to get this upset. I mean,
yeah. Well, their perfect record is now tarnished.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they were definitely going to be 162-0. Yeah, that was definitely going to happen. But no, my dad takes it so seriously, and I'm not making this up. Well, first of all, I just am thrilled that I got to share a World Series with my dad. You know, having been a Cub fan my whole life, and he's been a Cub fan his whole life. And to actually in 16 to get that World Series championship, and as soon as it happened, I called my dad. We were on the phone. We're both crying, and then, and then that was one of my the most fun shows I ever did because we were on right after,
yeah.
And we did the whole show. It was all about the World Series and the Cubs taking phone calls, people going nuts, and that Game 7. My God, oh my God, the best Game 7. And I'm not saying that because the Cubs won. It's the best Game 7 in World Series history, as far as I'm concerned.
I had to take Lipitor as a result of the blood pressure.
It couldn't. I'm telling you, it couldn't have been more insane. When the rain started, I was like, "Are you kidding me? We've got a rain delay now after this entire game."
They had to win it that way. It was the only way. It had to be the last.
It had
moment.
To be that way. It had to be. I mean, there was no other. You know, it wouldn't be appropriate if the Cubs just. It had to be a game seven. There wasn't. You know what I mean? You had to go seven games. You
had to go extra innings.
Yeah. Rain delay. Are you kidding me? But then Justin Hayward, man.
Bingo.
Boom. Gets the team meeting. Gets everybody up and going. So, yeah. And he was struggling that year, too. Big time. Big time. Underperforming. But he was crucial in that Game 7. Just that speech. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we got to play the outro thing, right?
That was jokey, jokey, jokey time. It was a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad told a joke.
And he will do it again next week.